Thank you, Jenny. And now back to the news. We've heard in previous Chatterbox editions about the controversial proposals to close down many children's centres in Norfolk. There's been a partial rethink, and 8 extra centres may now remain open. Unfortunately, the news is not so good for the elderly, as the County Council has agreed deep cuts in the budget to support disabled and vulnerable adults. Finally, the Evening News had 2 unusual appeals this week. Do you have any spare Lego? Do you have any clusters of Harlequin ladybirds in your home or garden? More details of these requests will follow the news about children's and adult services. A controversial shake-up, which would see dozens of Norfolk's children's centres closed, is still being pursued, but a rethink means 8 extra centres could stay open. Norfolk County Council says it has made changes after concerns were raised during consultation, which saw 1,600 people respond. But opposition councillors say the proposals have more holes than a Swiss cheese. In September, the council unveiled proposals to shut down 46 of the 53 children's centres. 7 would have remained as bases, with council bosses saying it would take services out of buildings and into the community. But yesterday, the council announced updated proposals to retain a further 8 centres. That would see 15 kept and 38 closed, with 2 serving each district and 3 in Norwich. 3 which have been proposed to be retained in Attleborough, Holt and Terrington St Clement are now proposed for closure, but ones in places such as Norwich, Thetford, Great Yarmouth and Diss could be saved. They say the 38 which would close as children's centres could remain open to provide services for children and families, with other groups and organisations providing services. Stuart Dark, chairman of the Council's Children's Services Committee, said, "We have listened and have updated our proposals. I believe we can provide effective, targeted support to children and families through outreach support in people's homes and venues across the county, plus 15 early childhood and family bases in the areas of highest need. It's clear people also value sessions that any family can access, so we're proposing to provide these at our bases and all our libraries."
Tearful families are warning that disabled and vulnerable adults will miss out on the special things that others take for granted after Norfolk councillors agreed deep cuts. Emotional families were at County Hall to see the Adult Social Services Committee agree the cuts, which are designed to save £4 million, but would deprive carers and their loved ones of thousands of pounds a year. The decision changes the minimum income guarantee used by the council to assess how much people aged 18 to 64 pay for care. Currently, it uses a rate of £189 a week for everyone, but this will change to £123.45 for 18 to 24s and £151.45 a week for 25 to 64s. The changes will also see a benefit. The enhanced element of personal independence payments, PIP, taken into account when assessing care, leading to around 1,000 people having to pay more for care and 1,400 paying for it for the first time.
Do you have any spare Lego kicking about? A Norwich High School will happily take it off your hands as it looks to expand a therapy programme using the iconic blocks. Helston High School has run Lego therapy sessions, an idea coined in the US to help students with learning and communication difficulties. It now wants to expand the scheme into a lunchtime Lego club for students in years 7 and 8 to extend the benefit of this unusual therapy technique. In a post on its Facebook page, the school in Middleton's Lane put out a plea for blocks, saying that all donations will be gratefully received. Abby Thetford, wellbeing coordinator at Helston High School, said the launch of the new club followed a short hiatus in the school's Lego therapy sessions. Helston High School is not the only place in Norwich to have realised the value of Lego as an educational and therapeutic tool. A mobile classroom dedicated to Lego therapy, the Block Bus, run by Alpha Inclusion, launched at the Norwich Science Festival last year. It has recently signed a deal with local charity The Hamlet to provide a course of therapy sessions for the young people that the charity supports.
Norwich scientists have asked the public to help them build a research colony of harlequin ladybirds, the invasive beetles which swarmed across the region last year. Many people reported their homes being invaded by large numbers of ladybirds after the hot summer boosted their numbers. But now, Dr. Ian Bedford, head of entomology at the John Innes Centre at the Norwich Research Park, hopes people will help him find overwintering clusters of them, which can help the centre's research. "We want to establish a colony here to do some studies, and now is the time to collect them," he said. Leading up to winter, these harlequin ladybirds start to come into people's houses, and we get emails saying they are around the window frames and in the curtains. Those will probably die because they get too hot in people's houses to start their hibernation cycle. The harlequin ladybird has a very variable appearance, which can make it difficult to tell apart from our native ladybirds. But it should be easy to identify a cluster of them, said Dr. Bedford. At this time of year, it will be a cluster of ladybirds which look different to each other, he said. Some will be orange with black spots, some will be black with red spots. It won't be like our native species, which won't cluster in huge numbers and will all look the same. If you think you have found some harlequin ladybirds which could help the John Innes Centre's studies, contact ian.bedford@jic.ac.uk or contact the Entomology Department on 01603 450 000.